From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. A complaint against Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz about his practice of sleeping in his congressional office led to an attack this week from MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell, who accused him of being a tax criminal for not declaring that as a benefit on his tax returns. It stems from a liberal watchdog group called CREW, which is also going after Utah Senator Orrin Hatch. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. I began our conversation by asking Burr what led to the confrontational MSNBC interview.
I like how you used the word interview there. It was more like a one-sided beating in some ways.
Yeah,
but,
pretty much.
Chaffetz didn't get very much time to respond. CREW's been around for quite a while. They issue reports on occasion. The acronym stands for Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. And every once in a while, they'll issue a report on this or that. They have their own pet issues. They like to go after specifically pay-to-play kind of issues with donations and actions by Congress. But this time around, Congressman Chaffetz and some 30 of his colleagues got a nice report saying that they are essentially cheating taxpayers out of money because they're not filing the right form with the IRS, claiming what essentially is a tangible benefit because, you know, Chaffetz doesn't rent an apartment here in Washington. He just sleeps on a cot in his office, which I think everyone in Utah has probably seen on TV by now a few hundred times. But they're saying, hey, that's a tangible benefit. No one else gets that kind of benefit to have. So you should have to claim that your taxes. Chaffetz doesn't, and Lawrence O'Donnell, who is, of course, an unabashed liberal, went after Chaffetz last night, and it was a little painful to watch at some points, just to see him get beating up like that.
You know, he took it with a smile.
He did, and at the end, I thought it was fun because Chaffetz was kind of smiling, going along with it. At the end, there was this kind of awkward pause where O'Donnell said thank you, and Chaffetz was trying to figure out, I think, whether to say thank you or something else. but he did say thank you at the end.
And didn't he tell you that probably not going to go back on that show?
Yeah, which is interesting. You know, Chaffetz has done MSNBC several times, done the news side a few times. He actually did Rachel Maddow once, but I just talked to him a few minutes ago to ask him what he was going to do from now on, and he said that he's going to try to avoid Lawrence O'Donnell's show again. I think Lawrence O'Donnell would love to have him back anytime, though.
Oh, he probably would. Now, going back to this sleeping in his office thing, this is something that's gone on for many years with many people, right?
Yeah, it's nothing new. Nothing new to Washington. It's a pretty cheap way for members to stay. And there's some ways, look, they're here, what, 3-4 nights a week at most when they're here in Washington, so they really don't want to have to have their own place. Some sleep on their couches in their office or, you know, bring a mat or something. Chaffetz has a cot. They shower in the house gym. And I think there's 36 or so members of Congress that do that, all male.
You know, a coworker once took a picture of me dozing off at my desk, and now I'm worried that it could be sent to the IRS.
I'm actually going to call Lawrence O'Donnell right now about that.
Oh, please don't. Now, the same group we've been talking about, CREW, claims that the dietary supplement industry paid off Senator Hatch for voting against regulation that would affect that industry. Do they have any proof of this, or is this just baseless stuff?
It's a little bit of that circumstantial evidence stuff where there's no actual causal link you can see. Essentially, you know, Orrin Hatch has always been a big receiver of donations from the nutritional supplement industry. It's a big industry in Utah, and Hatch has been on their side for quite a while. But so CREW's report essentially laid out a bunch of donations that went to Hatch last year, that he was one of the biggest recipients, or I think the biggest recipient of dietary supplement money, and what work Hatch did to kind of, you know, kill a bill that would have that they didn't like. But, you know, it's how it always works here in Washington. We didn't get that smoking gun that says this is what I'll do for you for how much money. There's nothing like that. So I think Hatch would like to send them a supplement of a chill pill.
Thomas, after President Obama released his budget this week, the National Republican Congressional Committee issued a statement on Utah's lone Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson. Let me make sure I have this right. The NRCC is criticizing Matheson for not criticizing the president's budget.
You got it. And actually, I think their point is really that he didn't even comment on it, which I did try on Monday to get his comment. And they're saying this radio silence from Matheson on there is interesting, given there were some Democrats who came out against, some of the budget stuff, and there are obviously plenty of Republicans who came out against the Democratic president's budget ideas, and Matheson so far has not commented on it. So we'll see. I actually asked today for a comment from Matheson on a stimulus two-year anniversary and haven't heard anything back. But he is still around. He's still voting. I just want you to know.
And finally, Thomas, the Interior Department is now saying they want to take a fresh look at developing oil shale on public lands, which we certainly have quite a bit of here in Utah, two-thirds of the whole state. Did Utah's delegation take this news badly or really badly?
I think a lot of them were saying, wait, how long is it going to take you to take this fresh look? Because it's been 2 years now since you've been saying you're going to take a fresh look. And how much fresher can it look any down the road? The Utah Republicans are not obviously happy about this. Those members of Congress who were saying this is just the administration trying to put a stranglehold or that they're anti-oil shale and how this moves forward. But the Interior Department and environmental groups I've talked to were saying, hey, look, there's no rush. No one's figured out how to do this yet on a commercial scale, so why rush into it? This is an issue that's not going to go away, but I'm still wondering, too, how long this is going to take to take a look, and maybe we'll take another fresh look next year.
Yeah, maybe so. Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. It's been good talking to you, but now I need to turn the lights off here in the studio, lay down my cot, and go to bed.
That sounds good. I'm going to call Lawrence O'Donnell right now.
All right. Talk to you
later,
Thomas.
Have a good one, Jeff. Thank you.